Joining us now is Teresa Schreiber, who is mom, in case here, and husband, Nate. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
You guys live in Eagle? Okay. And got four kids. Aubrey just turned 16. Beau, Marty, Cameron. But we want to talk about Marty. So after 9 months of anticipation, you're all excited. Mm-hmm. Tell us what happens when it came to Marty.
So April 22nd, I was induced and laboring. Everything was wonderful. All my prenatal care, smooth sailing, healthy, and excited. And we were ready. And everything was just going perfectly. And once I labored, things weren't moving along. We were doing a VBAC. We knew we were going to be, you know, heading to C-section.
Okay. All right. And we want to say that this is your third child, too, because I think it's important to say from frame of reference, like, you're not new at this. This is like, you know, you've been through it. You know what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah, knowing what it's like and knowing the procedures with the C-section, and I think that's when we knew things were kind of going awry at another provider when we were rushed into the C-section. You kind of knew things were not going well. And when Marty was finally born, we heard no crying. And
what happened? He was really, really stuck, and they were trying to get him out. And so, you know, in that process, he had lost oxygen, and he had been without oxygen for a period of time.
Did you know that while it was happening, or not?
No.
We first knew that there was an issue literally when he came out, and there was no sound. There was they had to resuscitate him, and they were able to get his heart going again, but yet we knew that it was, not good. And Teresa was literally in the middle of a very traumatic C-section. She lost a lot of blood and was also, they were concerned about her well-being as well as the babies at the same time. And just kind of jockeying between the two, not knowing truly who was going to live and who was not going to live at that time.
You know, as a mom, like, that's the first thing when the baby is born is you want to hear that cry.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I can't even imagine what you must have been going through.
No, I was just saying, cry, cry, like, cry now. Just, you know, obviously very hysterical because I was like, I'm waiting for it. And so, you know, he was immediately hooked up to everything. And the transport team here got him. And I, through all of that trauma and chaos and being terrified and what's going on, what's happening, what's going to happen, it was all happening so fast. But then when I was coming out of recovery, the transport team here, we were able to meet in the hallway. And so I met him there. And that was like amazing and magical. And I'm forever grateful for that transport team to be able to keep him stable enough for me to be able to, you know, pause, see him there, and then to be able to come here to have that time with him, to be able to get him here so that our family and our kids and our parents could come meet him. So I'm so grateful that they were able to keep him alive and stable to be reunited with us, because we had to give him a lifetime of love in 2 days.
Oh, 2 days. I saw pictures. You were able to get pictures. Handsome, yeah. Beautiful boy. He would be how old?
Six.
He lived 2 days. Mm-hmm. One thing I did not say was your last name. Nate and Teresa, last name is Schreiber. Marty Schreiber, related?
Yeah, Marty Schreiber is my uncle.
Who was the governor.
Former governor. Yep. And we named our son after my grandpa, Martin E. Schreiber, who was also very heavily involved in Milwaukee politics. And,
And so it's a
very proud name. It's
sure
a very
it is.
Honored name. And my dad, actually, he met us at the other hospital when he knew things were very bad. And he didn't know that we were going to name him Martin until we were literally looking at him. And the nurse at the time in the other hospital offered to do a baptism. And that's when we knew that we were going to probably not make it out of that hospital. But again, just kind of jumping to what Teresa said with the transport team, in order to transport, they had to make sure that he was stable, and or else it wouldn't, you know, he would not have been transported. And so what they did, the miracle that they performed, not only to get him stable and ready to come here to the greatest place in the world for kids, but to also, and Teresa kind of brushed by it, that meeting in the hallway was something that I'll never forget. I mean, Teresa literally just was coming out of recovery after a traumatic C-section, and those two, you know, reached out. I mean, Teresa reached out to him and just said, "Come on, buddy, you know, make it." And I don't know if she understood the gravity of the situation. I was understanding it probably a little bit better than she was. She was still, you know, heavily medicated, but. You know, the positive of the story is that he was stable enough to get here. And that's where truly the miracle of family and love and introducing him to the world took place and ended.
Now, this inspired you to be involved with the hospital. Talk about that.
So I knew that the team here was incredible, and not just, you know, oh, we had a really great, you know, nurse or two, or that was a great doctor, but every single person, and the whole entire team, you know, the child life team that wrapped around my family, and, you know, the kids and the grandparents and the nurses and the, I mean, absolutely everybody was so above and beyond, and I was like, that's an amazing mission. I have to keep my son in my heart, you know, every single day, you know, when I go to work, I want to work on behalf of him because he couldn't be here. So, like, I have to do something really special for him. And so I was a teacher, which was great. But I thought if I could ever do something that is here, is with him in mind and in my heart every day, I have to do that. And so from there, I'm the NICU Family Support Coordinator with the March of Dimes, and I work in support with families in the NICU. And it's an honor to be here and to be a part of this team and to work with him in my heart every day. So
you are amazing to be able to take your tragedy and help others in that same situation.
Well, for me, this is, you know, some people say, like, how, you know, can you go there every day?
Yeah.
You know, he that's where he passed away, and but this is where he lived, and all of our memories of holding him and smelling him and singing to him were here. So it's horrible, it's a parent's nightmare, but this is where we got to celebrate his life and be with him and meet him.
How do you do it? You just do like one foot in front of the other, right?
Yeah, you have to, because you know you have your other kids and family, and you just keep going. Yeah. You,
Nate, Children's, describe what it means to you.
I feel very good coming back here every time I come back here. We've been back here often. And whether it be to give a donation from a road race that we put together, or whether it be to meet with the staff, or whether it be to pick up Teresa from work. every time we come back here, there's a sense of sadness, but yet of happiness that there's a building, there's a facility that can take a tragedy and make the very best of it, and continue that support, not only when you check in, not only when you're there, but you know, when you leave as well. And it is a family here. It is. And I don't know a whole lot of the doctors and the staff, but yet you know that you're surrounded by people that would give anything to help your child and your family. What they did with our extended family in that room where we were all able to hold him when we decided to take him off of life support, they just continually went above and beyond to make Marty comfortable, to make us comfortable, to make our family comfortable, to make our kids, who are all very small at that time, very comfortable. And so I feel at peace when I'm here. I feel good when I'm here. This is the last place I held my son when he passed away, you know, in our arms. And I will continue to come back here and support and be happy here.
And, you know, Martin was the patient, but the team cared for all of us. And that was evident through all of their roles.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. It was an honor meeting you both. And thanks for sharing Marty's story.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.